The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
As a disclaimer, CFNR is a sponsor for the 2023 U18 BC Championships. Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. After winning the 2019 and 2022 BC Hockey Championships, the U18 Terrace Kermodes will attempt to defend their title at home. Francis Toombs, chair of the U18 Tier 3 BC Hockey Championships, talked about what being able to host this year's tournament in Terrace is like for the athletes.
So our U18 Terrace Kermodes, not this team, not specifically, but the teams, this team and then prior, in 2019, we won provincial. We won the BC Hockey Championships in 2019. There was no BC Hockey Championships during the 2 years of COVID, and then we run it again in 2022. And now we're actually able to host it within our own city. So it's huge. It means so much. I mean, I have one of my son is one of the players on the team. I've been with these boys throughout their entirety of their minor hockey years. And as a U18 player, a lot of these players, this is the last year that they have in minor hockey because they're going to be graduating and going on to their post-secondary or other, the other things that they're planning on. Being able to host this tournament within the city, being able to show the pride that we have is amazing. Actually, our hockey association is very proud right now because we actually are sending our U13, our U15, and our U18s are all going to their respective BC Hockey Championships and won their zones. The kids are so excited to show the city all the work that they have done throughout the year, and they really, really are excited to represent our city as and our association in these BC Hockey Championships.
And although there's a price tag, Toombs explained how the city stepped in to help.
It is a considerable cost to host this tournament. Our budget was very high in order to be able to pay for officials, ice time. There is no charge to the teams coming from outside of the tournament area, so we have to foot the entirety of the bill. BC Hockey does give a small portion, and the city absolutely gave us a break on our ice costs. So our tournament did not charge admission costs, so it is a free tournament for anybody who wants to attend and watch the games.
Toombs ran down the schedule consisting of long days starting on March 18th.
The tournament runs from March 18th to March 23rd. March 18th is a travel day for the teams to get into Terrace, and then there will be a players and officials banquet that will happen on the 18th and to welcome everybody. And that's where kind of the business kind of takes place, where there's officials meeting, coaches meetings, and that's kind of where we have that, where everybody meets prior to the championship starting. The games start at 7 a.m. on March 19th and carry through and will end on March 23rd after the gold medal game that will start at 11 o'clock. So games will run from 7 in the morning and the last game will end around 10:30 at night. So they're very long days for the first 3 days, March 19th, 20th, and 21st. The 22nd is the semifinals, and then the 23rd will be your bronze and gold medal games.
While the teams are competing for a bronze, silver, or gold medal, Toombs also talked about another award that gets handed out.
There is going to be a fair play award that will be determined by a representative who will speak to the surround. That will go to a team. That will be determined based off of their behavior, how they are on and off the ice, and how they represent their association. So there will be somebody calling around to the hotels to determine which teams have been the most respectful. They will be contacting restaurants, and they'll be talking to the on-ice officials, and whoever has been the most sportsmanlike on and off the ice will receive that fair play award, but that will be the only extra award other than the medals.
The first game of the tournament starts with a matchup between Castlegar and South Okanagan on March 19th at 7 a.m., and regular games run until 1 p.m. on March 22nd, with the gold medal game starting at 5 p.m. on March 23rd. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.